Most meetings don't feel like failures while they're happening. People speak. Ideas are exchanged. Different perspectives are explored. The energy may even feel constructive. But when the meeting ends, something subtle happens. Silence. People leave with slightly different interpretations of what was decided, or whether anything was decided at all. Later on, the same topics reappear during the next meeting. Research on meetings shows that one of the most common frustrations is unclear outcomes. Teams report that meetings often lack clearly defined decisions and documented next steps. The result is repeated discussions, slow progress, and frustration that feels difficult to name. Interestingly, the person running the meeting often experiences it differently than everyone else. Research shows meeting leaders typically rate meetings more positively than attendees. One reason is simple. The more you participate, the more effective the meeting feels, and the meeting leader usually talks the most. That means unclear outcomes can persist for a long time without being fully noticed. Why does this happen? Because running a meeting requires more than guiding a conversation. It requires guiding the conversation toward a clear outcome. This is what meeting facilitation really means in simple terms: helping a group move from discussion to shared clarity. Without someone consciously steering toward that clarity, meetings drift. Time runs out. People assume alignment, and vague statements like, "We'll have a next meeting about this," replace concrete agreements. Clear outcomes don't happen automatically. They require intention. Take a moment to think, reflect, and write your answers down in the lesson. When was the last time you left a meeting unsure what was agreed? How often do topics return because they were never fully closed? In your meetings, who is responsible for ensuring clarity before the meeting ends? What usually happens in the last 5 minutes of your meetings?